our past down here. Well, it was man-made. But that's about all I'm thinking of around here.
That's just good. Now, let's talk about something we don't have too much of around here. Let's talk about Highland. What do you call that thing you turn? Let's see. Oh, no, that's not what it is. What do you call a small rise in the land?
Hill.
Okay.
A slope.
Okay. And something smaller than perhaps a hill?
Mound.
Okay, mountain. Then I'll ask you this question. What do you call that thing right there that you turn to open the door?
Knob.
Okay, have you ever heard anything called a knob
in
land?
Yeah. Oh, it's between here and... What? It just stands alone and it's a rock top.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of what you're thinking of.
But they call that knob.
Uh-huh. Now, if you have a fairly mountainous area and you have a place where the mountains, there's just a sheer sudden drop-off.
Cliff.
Okay. And also up in the mountains where you have really high mountains, there might be a road that goes through between two mountains or a low place where, you know, that's passable up in the mountains. What would you call that?
A pass? You just said it, didn't you?
I did.
It's a mountain pass.
Okay. And now, coming back to this terrain, what do you call the place where the boats, a thing that extends out into the water where the boats can come in and attach themselves to?
Mm-hmm. Just said something about it yesterday. Slip. Boat slip.
Okay. And there, of course, there are other names, there are countless names that are so obvious to you that you're probably not even calling them, but just a thing that if I were going fishing, I might walk out on a wooden platform.
Wharf.
Okay.
Or a pier.
All right. Now, what's the difference between a wharf and a pier?
I don't know of any.
No difference, it's just interchangeable. What do you call a place, say, up in the mountains where a lot of water comes down off of the mountain?
A fall.
Okay. Now let's talk about the types of roads that we might have around here now and or in the past. What kinds of roads could you identify? And by that I mean by construction material. Say we have the ones that are black and sticky would be called
asphalt.
Okay.
Those are usually farm-to-market roads out in the countryway.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the expressway.
Mm-hmm.
Avenues in the town.
Mm-hmm. What about the ones that are laid in blocks? I think they're pre-made blocks.
New Orleans is like that, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Wooden blocks.
Well, I was thinking of the ones that are made out of concrete. But those, too. How about the roads that are not, they don't have any asphalt or anything on them? What are those?
Just gravel?
Uh-huh.
Or dirt road?
Okay. Now, you mentioned farm to market roads. What other kinds of roads can you think of that might be out in the country? Is that the only?
Well, I think that covers a multitude of sins. I don't know of any other farm to market, because on this